Pittsfield in there and cooked the best cornbread and steak. Oh, Lord. She cooked Monday dinner every, and we'd go get her.
Uh-huh.
She'd stay with us from sometime Monday morning when I'd get up and get the children up. We'd go pick her up. And she'd have the dinner ready. And the funny thing, my husband never did like a colored person. Although he'd been raised up with colored people, he still couldn't stand one in our house. And the first time she brought dinner, he wasn't hungry. And she looked at him, she said, "Son, that's as clean as anything that I've ever cooked here." She said, "My home." And I could vouch for that because she had her walls papered with funny papers, and they were just as clean as a pen.
Hmm.
And her bed was all the spot. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
And everything in that, she didn't have a whole lot in that two room, mm-hmm. but it was spotless, everything in there.
Hmm.
And loved that baby to death.
Did he eat it then?
Oh, yeah. He started eating them when he found out how good it was. You didn't have to tell him the second day that she brought food. And she always cooked and brought Monday dinner.
Right, uh-huh. Now, what about to wash the dishes?
We had two big pans to wash dishes in.
Okay. What kind of cloth did you use?
Mostly Daddy's old shirt tables.
Uh-huh.
Where his undershirts would tear up the top of. Mother would just cut them off and we'd use the bottom of them for wash. She never threw away a one.
Uh-huh.
And we used them for washing and drying. We bought very few towels except just a body towel.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what would you call the one that you'd wash?